6 months later, Cliff sent my grandparents a hastily written note telling them he had volunteered for a mission of some danger, and it might mean a medal or a box. It was his last letter. The airboard informed my family that Sergeant Pilot J.C. Carpenter, RAF, was reported missing, having failed to return from an operational flight. They later learnt that Sunderland L-2167 had been shot down over Norway. Sometime later, they learnt there was one survivor from the crash. And later still, they learnt the survivor was not my Uncle Cliff. A deep sadness gripped my family and endured through the years. My uncle was a family favourite, his loss a wound that never really healed. All his experience and promise lost at the age of 28, not only to his family and friends, but to his fiancée of 1 month. It was a very short war.
I found my thrill.
Dave Bartholomew, a small but adventurous record producer, took Fats Domino's classic New Orleans sound of piano and sax and rearranged it to offer white kids an easy first step into the world of black music. Previously, black artists had always been kept on special rhythm and blues charts, and their records only released by small, independent labels. Fats was one of the first to cross over. It was a 4-hour trip in the Claymore to the area where the Niagara had sunk. An area of 9 square miles was mapped out with buoys, constructed from 44-gallon fuel drums. The search for the Niagara had begun. And the doc, who tossed his tot off at one gulp when Connell reached for the bottle, pushed his own glass over for a refill. The doc never talked much when he was drinking. "You know, Doc," said Connell, "I was bloody near a breakdown on the tablelands. A man's a fool the way he gets hold of some slut and wears himself out on her." He sneered at the memory. "Christ, it doesn't make you feel good, doesn't make you feel happy or forget. Whoring and drinking. What's the reason, Doc? Why does a man do it?" "Well, I don't know, Cliff," said the Doc. "I'm no psychologist." Connell looked at him and his mouth twisted. "No, you're no psychologist. You're not even much of a doctor. A whiskey soak, a drunken quack. The pox doctor's